Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kimmel. Yeah.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening out there. Hey, it is Tiller Tuesday, and this is the week of Christmas. It's going to be a short week because, you know, on Thursday, we normally do Think Thursday, but I want you to think about how you're going to direct Rudolph in here with that mask on. So his shiny red nose will be shining, okay? So that's Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, just relax, think, have love, compassion, show kindness in as many ways as you possibly can to your family, your non-family members, your neighbors, and especially to yourself. This evening we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us with part two of Moving Forward. You know, Stephanie Haynes is the author of the book, The Healing of the Wound, and she goes through each chapter, and she has some exciting stuff for you. But before we get started, I want to say welcome in. Wear your mask. Stay at home. Sit on your you-know-what, and we're going to take this off. Relax down. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann with Stephanie Haynes on Tell It Tuesday.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Precious to not attain a state of absolute happiness in this lifetime is a great loss. That's why we deepen our faith so that we can attain indestructible happiness. We must fight as the fullest fight right now, not sometime in the future. So we're all dealing with this out here. We have to keep fighting because it is about absolute happiness that pulls you through, not relative, absolute. That means nothing can defeat you, nothing will make you retreat, and nothing will take that smile off of your face. Please keep that in mind. And on that note, we have a young lady on the line with us, Ms. Stephanie Haynes, that's going to tell us how to move forward, make these things happen, and just keep on going through whatever this darkness is, because after winter is always spring. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda. How are you?
I'm great, and I know you are. I hear it in your voice, and I'm going to put this thank you and appreciation out there ahead of time. We love it. We love it. We know that, you know, you're riving it up out there, got family, things that you're trying to do. Stephanie, thank you again for taking us and moving us forward. And I'm just going to sit over here and be quiet as long as I can.
Yes, well, good evening, listeners, and happy holiday to you. I'm just going to do a little recap of the moving forward and move back on into honoring ourselves, what we left off on last week. So, you know, we as women, we have to look within ourselves for answers instead of looking to others. We have to trust our own decisions and honor our own self-worth. To change our lives, we have to change our minds. It is crucial that we always remember that what we think and say becomes our experience. As such, we will pay attention to our thoughts and speaking patterns so that we may shape our lives in accordance with our dreams. Many women that are in long-term relationships are extremely lonely because they feel they have lost their choice. We are meant to explore new depths within ourselves and to make new decisions on how we want to live our lives. Some women are fearful of success. They don't believe that they can become prosperous. What we always put ourselves second is hard to feel deserving. When we relax and allow ourselves to believe, the universe will guide us on our journey. All right, so last week we talked about, you know, honoring ourselves, right? And we talked about some affirmation, some positive affirmation on moving forward. So for those who was not with us on last week and those who are back from last week, you know, you may have missed some of these positive affirmations to move forward. So I'm going to read them again. And it says, number one, I will honor myself, for I am and wonderfully made, marvelous at thy works, and my soul knows what is right. I forgive myself. I didn't know any better. That's number two. Number three, I am learning to take care of the physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions of myself. Number four, I forgive myself. I don't have to stay in the past. I can be in the present. Five, I will speak healing with my tongue. Number six, I didn't know any better in the past. I'm learning to make better choices. Number seven, I give myself permission to take care of myself today. It's all right to do so. Number eight, I will create a positive future. Number nine, I will appreciate each day. I will take time to spend quality time with myself each day. Number 10, I will allow others to give me compliments. Number 11, I will compliment the appearance and ability of others and accept compliments graciously when they are given to me. Number 12, my happiness comes from within. I don't look to others for my happiness. Number 13, all of my needs are met. There is no lack in the universe. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I will create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me first. And when we talk about family, family can be anything. Anywhere that's one and two. It doesn't have to be your biological family, but whomever you choose to be your family. Mm-hmm. All right? So we talked about honoring ourselves, and we did the first, I would say, maybe the first 10 questions. All right? And so I'm going to go in to number 11. And let me say number 10 first, so because it leads to the next question. So number 10 starts, how will we improve your quality life? How will you improve your quality life? And then number 11, what step will you take to end all bad relationships? To have a quality life, we have to let some things go, right?
Right.
Yeah, so what steps will you take to end all bad relationships? Number 12, what step will you take to create a new relationship with honesty and trust? And that means that honesty starts with self first. Be honest with yourself, your thoughts, your words, your deeds. Number 13, how will you end criticism, worry, and fear in your life? You know, sometimes we always criticizing others, but don't look at ourselves. Doesn't look at our own faults, right? Criticism is good if it's constructive. If it's to bring another person down, it's not good. It's destructive. No. Number 14, what have you learned from your past mistakes? There are some of us Don't ever learn. We can continue to make the same mistake. They say if you want something, if you want to see change, you got to do something different, right? You can't continue to do the same old thing and get the same, get a different result. You got to change it up. Number 15, what can you do to prevent repeating them?
Okay.
Can you do to prevent repeating them? The number 16, how will you freely give to others? Meaning that giving without any expectation. What do that look like for you? Give without expecting anything in return. Because remember what I said last week, giving and receiving is the same energy.
Yes, it is.
Number 17, how will you uplift and encourage another sister or brother? Number 18, how can you create unity in your family and community? Remember, unity begins with self, unifying with yourself. Number 19, what steps would you take to set example for the future generation? You know, as we get older, you know, each generation is supposed to get better. You know, healing seven generations back and healing seven generations forward and breaking those generational curses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do to set examples for our future generation? Because when I look at our youth of today, we got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Someone dropped the ball somewhere. I'm not putting no blame on anybody.
Right.
Things are what they are, right? But we as a people, we have to take responsibility on what's going on in the world. You know, we have to take responsibility. You know, Gandhi said, be the change that you would like to see. The last one, but not least, number 20, what qualities do you have to support your sisterhood group? That means that the community of women or men that you are involved in, what qualities do you have to support that particular group? Okay, I have a quote. It says, truly honor ourselves unless we first are honest with ourselves. I'm going to repeat that again.
Okay.
We cannot truly honor ourselves unless we first are honest with ourselves.
That's so true.
That's a quote by me.
Okay. By you. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very important. You know, when you think of being honored, you think about honesty. You think about pureness.
Yes.
You think about righteousness. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. You know, so we're going to go into another section of the book. And we talk about, you know, our soulmate. We talk about love. We talk about, you know, preparing ourselves for a relationship or getting into relationship. So my daughter, she made a contribution to this book, and she written a poem. And it's called Soul Love by Tracy Suttles Cobbs. Now, she's married now.
Okay.
And the poem goes like this. Words cannot express how much you mean to me. You are my everything. You are the manifestation of my unspoken prayer that flows from the deepest desires of my heart. You became what I didn't know I wanted, what I thought I didn't deserve. Though you were there all alone, my eyes were draped, covered by fleshy desire. I pray not my will be done, and not knowing that walking in his will brings me straight to you. You have helped me to become a better person. You inspire me to walk upright and in integrity. You are my hope of a better tomorrow. The peace in knowing that with you by my side, the pieces to my puzzle seem to be a little clearer, more complete, and every time I see a portion of my puzzle, I smile seeing how perfectly we fit together. I am in love with your smile, your touch, your compassion, your honesty. I am in love with you. My heart smiles at your presence, rejoice at the thought of you. My soul forever longs to be in your presence. I found he whom my soul loved, and my soul loves all of you. This is by Tracy Settle Cobbs.
Tracy, oh, she's the last name, her name is Cobbs now, C-O-B-B-S?
Yes, she's married now.
All right, yes. It's a beautiful poem, but I can understand it coming from Miss Tracy. Yeah, well, she's absolutely correct. She's absolutely correct. That's a gorgeous poem, and that's also in the book. Also, it's listed in the book.
Yeah, this is in the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is one of her contribution to the book.
Okay, lots of contributions. There. Yeah, I like that poem. Tracy Cobbs, Suttle, S-E-T-T-E-L.
What is it? S-U-T-T-L-E-S.
Oh, S-U-T-T-L-E-S. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And the name of the poem is what, Stephanie?
Soul Love.
Soul Love? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Your soul, S-O-U-L, your soul.
Okay. So love. I like that. Tracy Settles Cobbs. Okay, we're going to list that in. And also, I'll have the listeners go. I like to have them listen in so they can hear the voices instead of, you know, telling the whole story. If you want to hear the good meat, the good stuff, as we call it, listen in, because a lot of people can listen in. A lot of people go back because we archive. And, you know, they can go back and listen to. I love the poem, and it's so true. And I circled something not to take you back. It's like, how can you create unity in family and community? That was number 18. I circled that because, you know, I know that unification can be as powerful as an atomic bomb, but I also know it takes action. It takes action. And it really, really starts with you, because you have to go in when you're trying to unify, even with yourself. It's like, what is the word I'm looking for? It's like conflict management, okay? That you have to be able to, you got conflict management, but you have to be able to do conflict resolution. Those are two different things, but they all are related to conflict, right? And
right.
The conflict that you have to deal with is your conflict first.
Right.
So once you get that out the way and you bring up that honesty, then you can move on forward to deal with that conflict resolution, because in order to create unification in your life, in the community's life, in the family, you have to be able to stand back and kind of like take a look at it, you know, and decide. It's very interesting. Unification, again, can be as powerful as an atomic bomb. I'm trying to remember who I heard that from. I was listening, and someone was speaking, and I went back and I listened again. I said, you know, that's absolutely correct. Because that's why people fight, or persons that want to disunify work so hard at it to disunify, because they know it's powerful, and we know it's powerful. It takes unity to get anything done, and it's a hard job to do because you're working from in out. You have to start with you. Each person that you're confronted with, each situation that you're confronted with, you have to step in it. And you cannot step in unless you have that strength. And like you say, you always say, don't be defeated. Don't be defeated. That is your main word. We don't believe in defeat over here. So it takes a lot of work. So I circle that number 18. And then I number 19 also, how we have to set examples for our youth. We have to take the responsibility. It's difficult. And it's really a change, and we really have to take deep breaths and go into them a little bit differently, because since this event, I call it, the psychic is off, you know, the balance is off, the confusion is there, the losses, the changes, and the transitions, all of it's there. And we have to, like, keep fighting ourselves and show them how to do it the proper way. You know, to go in. So it's more than a notion out here, but we are the ones to take the responsibility to do it, whether they want to listen or not. Sometimes you want to grab them by the ear and squeeze them to death, but at this particular time, you can't go in on them like that. You have to go in with a subtle, nurturing attitude. At least I find that that works for me until I just really have to scream. Then I'm going to scream, and I'll come back and nurture you 20 minutes later. But if I need to scream and you did something so outrageous, then I'll come back 20 minutes and be nurturing. But right now, you're getting ready to hear this. So it's moving forward. And when I hear moving forward, I love this topic. I like them all. But when I hear moving forward, people don't realize that you cannot take that step forward until you clear the way. And in order to clear the way, now tell me if I'm stating this right, in order to clear the way, you have to, you're the one that have to move your feet. You got to clear your crap out the way. You have to pull up that compassion, that kindness, but it comes from you. Everything starts with us. It's nothing out there that's going to do it. You have to do it. So I just love it when you bring us into moving forward, you know, and in order to do that, we have to honor ourselves. But like you say, some people don't even know how to honor themselves. And before you can honor yourself, you have to be honest with yourself. I love it. So, okay, I just thought I'd put that out there because I kind of like highlighted those numbers as you were speaking. And I wanted to go back in and see if I was like really getting it, okay, so that I could spread it and spread it properly. So those are my statements on that. So now I'm going to be quiet over here. Where is she taking us?
All right. So now, you know, after we kind of honor ourselves and we move forward and honor ourselves, we're going to, you know, find the beauty that lives inside of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And, you know, to create a relationship that takes you all the way to heaven, you have to accept your body completely. You have to love your body and allow your body to be free to just be. To be free to give, free to receive, without being shy, because shy is nothing but fear.
Mm-hmm.
You are beautiful no matter what your mind tells you. That is a fact. Others are free to see whatever they want to see. When others judge you, they are not seeing the beauty in their own life because, beautiful or not, if you are aware of your own beauty and accept your own beauty, their opinion doesn't affect you at all.
No.
The only difference between the beauty of another is the concept that people have. You are what you believe you are. You have the right to feel beautiful and enjoy it. You can honor your body and accept it as it is. Love comes from the inside. It lives inside us and is always there. You can only perceive the beauty that lives outside of you when you feel the beauty that lives within you. So I have a quote. It says, lack of self-respect warps the mirror. I will walk away from this distorted image of myself before the illusion becomes part of my landscape. I am whole and unique. I'm going to read that again. Lack of self-respect warps the mirror. I will walk away from this distorted image of myself before the illusion becomes part of my landscape. I am whole and I am unique. So I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Question number one. How will you create relationships that take you to a heavenly place?
Okay.
Number two, have you accepted your body as it is? If so, how? And if not, why? Because that's important. Because if you don't like who you are as an individual, how you was born, you know, sometimes women, they spend more money on cosmetic trying to make themselves look more than what they really are, right? Mm-hmm. The natural beauty, you know. They're going through the surgery, Botox, and all other kind of stuff to create or distort. That's that a mirror that is warped, right? Because now you warp the mirror because now you change, you deface, truly are. Because when you start adding and taking away, you're taking away your inner beauty and outer beauty. You know, I look at Michael Jackson, how he just disfigured and distorted his image, his face, where he no longer looked like Michael Jackson, right? From the Michael Jackson we saw back in the 60s and the 70s.
Right.
Right? So we as, you know, women, and I will say men too because I'm talking to, you know, both sex and gender, that when you started loving who you are as an individual and embracing that, you'd be amazed how free you are, because you don't have to pretend. You don't have to pretend.
No.
You know, there are women that have a wig for every day. Right? And then there are also women that will color their hair to find an identity to fit them. And then you have women are just natural. This is what you get. This is what you see. This is it. This is who I am. Right? So the question was, have you accepted your body as it is? If so, how? And if not, why? Because in that why, you find yourself in all kind of compromised positions.
Right.
Okay.
Why.
Yeah, so that why is very important. The number three, are you able to give and receive freely? If so, how? And if not, why?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not giving freely, then there's some expectation somewhere.
That's true.
Okay? You're expecting somebody to give to you. Because you gave to them. It doesn't work that way.
No. And it's a big
turnoff. When you give, you get free. Mm-hmm.
It's a big turnoff mm-hmm. when you meet persons that have that type of attitude. You know, okay, I'm going to connect you onto this, but if you come into that, I want a percentage of this. Excuse me, don't include me, okay? Don't include me. All right, I do my own negotiating and my own collaborating. Okay, don't include me. You know, that's like a tit-for-tat type individual, which is a lot of us, you know, or that go through the expectations. But I like the idea of that giving freely because it really, really makes you feel good. It makes you feel real good when you freely give and you freely receive. But a giver is a giver. It's kind of hard for givers. It's kind of hard to receive. I had one person tell me years ago, and it made me think. I said, you know what, you called and brought me out to lunch, and nobody really calls me and take me to lunch. You know what she told me? That's because you always taking everybody else. You don't give them a chance.
Right.
I said, oops, okay, thank you. So I had to pull back. You know, I had to pull back and wait to receive because I was always giving. You know, and still will have that heart when you carry your faith and you put that faith out there to never let your heart freeze. That's a heavy prayer, because due to circumstances, them ice blocks can come into your life real quick, but you have to work real hard not to have a frozen heart. So that's one of my little exercises that I do day in and day out, not to freeze. But I'm also learning how to receive, okay? Because you can be so busy out there giving freely that, like she said, you don't give a person a chance. So that woke me up. So I just thought I'd put that off in there. So you're saying that to find the beauty that lies inside of us, that when we're moving forward, in order to move forward, we have to find that beauty. You know,
mm-hmm.
otherwise we're just like stuck in that same old place. I can't remember what number to go back to. Are you still doing the same thing you were doing? And
right.
Why are you doing it, and when are you going to release it? Because if you're still doing the same thing and things aren't ready, so how in the world can you move forward if you don't find the beauty that lies inside of yourself? I like it. Okay, I'm a good student. I'm going to be quiet. Next.
All right. So number 4.
Okay.
Do you care about another person's opinion about you? If so, why?
Oh, I can't answer that. I don't think the listeners would understand what I'm going to say, so I'm not going to answer that. Because you already know, right?
Right. I said you can answer that one.
You know, I don't care. Because they're entitled to their own opinion. And once you know who you are, from where you are, what you're about, who cares? Okay? Because in general, that's just their opinion. What is your opinion about yourself? And you really don't have to argue about it. You really don't have to get angry about it. You can listen because they're entitled to their own opinion. But it don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean not one thing. So it's like my friend James Baldwin, you know, with my thing that he, you know, he's my guy. And I'll say it all the time, when you know from which you came from, there can be no limits to where you will go. What is that saying? So you have to know who you are. You have to know where you came from. You have to know that story. And once you know that story, you can, you know, blend in anywhere and put them straight when they get out of line with a smile. Because you're not there to satisfy. You're not there to be a fan of. You're not there to you know, it's like, no, we got a job to do. We're going to do this job. And there comes that honesty. You have to be honest with yourself, because
right.
if you cannot be honest with you, to put the let others know that it's very important to have honesty, principles, values, morals, and all that other stuff. And a lot of times you don't even have to speak it, just your presence alone. But I have learned, you know, like you say, do you care about what other people think? No, not really. No, I don't. And we'll tell them I don't. But what I have learned through having that type of, I guess you would say, DNA, that blood running through my veins, and I try to share with other people. Some people call it arrogance, ego. I don't care about that either. Okay, this is my stuff. You got your opinion, okay? This, you do you, I do me. But what I can't really understand is when you put it out there, the reaction. That's where you have to be real balanced, because you cannot fall into their dark trap if you have to do an explanation about whatever you're doing, about your honesty. See, I'm honest. I'm the most honest person you'll ever meet. I'm authentic, Sue, with a big A. So don't ask if you don't want to know. But what I've learned to do, because I know where I am, where I come from, who I am, I've learned how to do it in a pleasant way. But I still get it done. So you ask me, do I care about what people say? No, I do not. Because most of them can't see, can't talk, and they're not looking no way. And half the time their eyes is closed, because what you see might not be what you see, and don't believe everything you see. And don't try to judge the person by that outward appearance. You need to get in there. No, don't assume. See, that's where we miss out when we assume. People will assume. They don't know. They don't take our time to know. Because do they really care? So you're looking at two people who don't care, so you just get the job done and move on and do what you have to do. Write it down in your journal as a mistake that I won't do again, or a mistake that I will do, or what have I learned, and keep on moving. But if you worry about what individuals say about you, you'll be really screwed up in here. It's what do you say about yourself? And in order to know yourself, you have to be able to honor yourself. And in order to honor yourself, you have to be honest with yourself. So am I a good student over here, Miss Haynes?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm sliding in. I'm hoping the listeners are jotting it down. And when, you know, when we break out and do our breakout thing, this will be part of the, if I can say, the many, many get your stuff together workshops, okay? Get it together. We have a new way and a new beginning and a new thing that we have to do. And you and I and many, many others like us have a responsibility to work with these babies, okay? Because they are totally unbalanced. They're unbalanced. Dazed in the head, okay? You look at them. You just look at them and say, you can't hug them. You know, most of them, all they need is a hug. But right now, we can't hug, okay? So you have to make sure that your energy is high and moving at a high frequency so that they can feel it. So that's what I work on over here to set up. So, okay, I'm going to be quiet. Ask me them questions. You always do that to me, and you get me going, and you know I can talk until tomorrow. So I'm being quiet over here, Stephanie.
All right, so the next question is, and the last one for this particular section,
okay,
is, how will you honor your body?
Okay.
So now we're going to go into some healing thoughts and leave some, you know, I would advise that you would write them down.
Okay.
And the first one says, the past is over and cannot be changed.
Okay.
This is the only moment I can experience.
Right.
I'm going to read that again. The past is over and cannot be changed. This is the only moment I can experience.
Okay.
The next one. I trust myself and I trust life to support and protect me. I create miracles in my wonderful world. I am open to the wonders of the universe. I am willing to see how and where I need to change. You have to be willing to change. That's the only way change will happen. You have to get out of denial and be willing to change.
Mm-hmm.
I have my dreams, and I know that I deserve to have these dreams come true. I now transform anger in positive ways. I love and appreciate myself. I feed my body nourishing food and beverages, and I exercise in the ways that are fun. You know, there are some people who don't like to exercise, but you can exercise. It can be fun. It can be dancing. That's a form of exercising.
Yeah, that loud music. Yep, jumping around. That's my thing. Mhm.
Yeah.
I love to do that. Well, let me ask you, these are affirmations that we get up and tag. Now, we are, I'm not sure of, are we going to come on Tuesday or are you traveling, because we want to move out into the next. I'll come on Monday because I put a call out. I need people to call and let me know what they did for their Christmas. So I'm coming on Monday. Will you come Tuesday or shall we come in 2021? What are your plans? I need to know how you want to do that. You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday day. Say what, 28?
Yes. So I was telling them I wasn't sure, but I know that this particular segment with the affirmations and the things that we can go into can get deep, because, you know, you get to ask some questions and I can't shut up over here. We're going to have to expand this time because you know how to pull it out and make a person stretch. And I love every minute of it, because each topic that's in this book, in this workbook, listeners, is like very, very beneficial, each chapter. So not to cut it. I know we haven't ended bringing out, so will we pick up again next Tuesday? And may I ask you to give us a thought for Christmas. I told them that I'm thirsty. We're going to be thinking how to bring Rudolph in here with that mask so his shiny right nose, red nose will be shining. So we're not going to do think thirsty. That's what we're going to be thinking about, because that's Christmas Eve, and I'm dealing over here. But I just would like you to tell them, just give them something just to carry us through the Christmas until we get back next Tuesday, and thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, I really want to, you know, reach out to the ones who don't have family during this holiday season, has been separated from family during this time.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes it's, you know, it's hard. People go through depressions during, you know, the holidays.
Yes, yes.
Because they are separated from family. And for those who lost loved ones during
yes.
this time, you know, we lost a lot of people, you know, from COVID and from other illnesses as well.
Yes.
And I remember this one family lost practically the whole family.
Yes.
You know, and it's going to be hard.
It is. It is.
You know, and so what I would like to say to the listeners and to you is that find something to smile about.
Yes.
Find something to make your heart smile.
Okay.
Get out of the box. Do something different.
Mm-hmm.
if it's just you, take that time to find something that you would like to do for you, to put a smile on your face. You know, and then if you wrote down any goals or affirmations or resolutions, whatever, and you've got how many more days to complete before the year begins, you know, put that energy into that.
Yes.
You know, and make that come to fruition before the year is, you know, out. And I know we began 2020, you know, it came in like a monster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we can actually really turn that poison into medicine.
Totally.
And in 2020 with a big smile on our face, with a lot of love and appreciation and compassion for others, for their loss, and just bring a smile on someone's face.
Yes, I'm agreeing. I love it. I love it. I when you say bring it out, I call it a year-end activity. Fine, I know when my activity is going to be over here, and I know when I finish it, I'm going to have a big old smile on my face. I'll probably be griping while I'm doing it, but I'm going to get it done. And that'll keep me busy because, you know, like I mentioned, I have not been away from Texas Christmas in the last 30 years. So this is like I know how to keep myself balanced and busy, but I don't like it. Okay, I don't like it, but it's okay. We gonna deal with it. But it's aggravated to death, but it's for the good of humanity. And as long as I can keep saying myself to that, and I want to live and I want others to live. So sometimes we have to get in there and do what we don't need to do. But I already have my year-end activity set, Stephanie Haynes, and I appreciate you letting us know because of the losses, the changes, and the transitions. And before I end, I'd like to, again, as I do every show, extend our love and our appreciation to our healthcare communities out there. It's all the frontline people, all the essential workers. But, you know, it's just like, you know, thank you. That's all I would have to say. Thank you. It's just like it takes all of us to get this job done, and it's going to get done. And what did you say? Find something to smile about and turn the poison into medicine. And when you can turn poison into medicine, then you got some power from within. It all comes from within. You can't have it. You can't teach anybody else to shift. They can watch your behavior, but you can put that good energy out there. So I already got my year-end activity plan, and I'm trying to turn this poison into medicine. I might have to get in this chemistry lab and mix up some concoction, some more love, compassion, and kindness, and maybe put it out on the canvas on some colors or something. But this is totally different. But we can get through it because it is a necessary thing. And on that note, Stephanie Haynes, I would like to say Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, thank you. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. We're going to pull out. We're going to say Merry Christmas. We'll wait for Happy New Year's next week. But this is a short Christmas week, and we are about education, unification, and collaboration. But more so, we are about working from your heart to our heart and our heart to your heart. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Stephanie. And I will be speaking with you shortly, okay?
Uh-huh.
And in order to move forward.
Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry?
I said Merry Christmas. I said Happy New Year, but Merry
Christmas. Oh, yeah, yeah. We will get to that. Yeah, it's already here. It's going to be happy, okay? We're going to pull through this. Everybody just hold on. Stephanie, we love you. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. You're words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here.
Yeah.